Grace and peace from God our Father and Lord Jesus Christ, and welcome to St. Paul Borcher's Sunday Snippet. This is a time where we want to pause a moment in our busy week to come here and reflect on the words of Scripture and how they come into our lives today. So let us begin in the name of the Father and the Son and the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty God, the resplendent light of your truth shines from the mountaintop into our hearts. Transfigure us by your beloved Son and illumine the world with your image through Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Our reading from the day for today is from 2 Kings. Now when the Lord was about to take Elijah up to heaven by a whirlwind, Elijah and Elisha were on their way from Gilgal. Elijah said to Elijah, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me as far as Bethel." But Elisha said, "As the Lord lives, and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two went down to Bethel. The company of prophets who were in Bethel came out to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he responded, "Yes, I know. Keep silent." Elijah said to him, "Elisha, stay here, for the Lord has sent me to Jericho." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So they came to Jericho, where a company of prophets who were at Jericho drew near to Elisha and said to him, "Do you know that today the Lord will take your master away from you?" And he answered them, "Yes, I know. Be silent." Then Elijah said to him, "Stay here, for the Lord has sent me to the Jordan." But he said, "As the Lord lives and as you yourself live, I will not leave you." So the two of them went on. 50 men of the company of prophets also went and stood at some distance from them as they both were standing by the Jordan. Then Elijah took his mantle, rolled it up, and struck the water. The water was parted to one side and to the other until the two of them crossed on dry ground. When they had crossed, Elijah said to Elisha, "Tell me what I may do for you before I am taken from you." Elisha said, "Please let me inherit a double share of your spirit." Elijah responded, "You have asked a hard thing. Yet if you see me as I am being taken from you, it will be granted you. If not, it will not." As they continued walking and talking, a chariot of fire and horses of fire separated the two of them, and Elijah ascended in a whirlwind into heaven. Elisha kept watching and crying out, "Father, Father, the chariots of Israel and its horsemen." But when he could no longer see Elijah, Elisha grasped his own clothes and tore them in two pieces. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. I used to play alto saxophone way back in high school and middle school band, and I decided to pick it back up recently. And every time I play it, I'm reminded of how I'm not as good as I was when I played way back in high school. But also when I really think about it, when I first started playing saxophone back in seventh grade, there wasn't really much of these high expectations to be perfect at it. That to get better, I just had to learn how the instrument worked. To take time, learn different techniques, build up my face muscles, and also train my lungs and diaphragm so that I could blow air into the horn better. And because I enjoyed doing it, I responded to that expectation of putting in practice to learn and grow in how to play this instrument. And as I play and get back into it, there are times where I would almost do anything to just get back to where I was all those years ago. And I think we all have something in our lives that we really wish we could just have to make things easier for us. And with our passage today, if you could ask someone for anything, what would it be? Now, there are a lot of possibilities with that question, from playing saxophone to really anything that we would want or need in our lives. In our passage today, we get to read Elisha's answer, that he would want a double share of his teacher's spirit. We get a clearer idea of why Elisha would want that when we look back at the life of his teacher, Elijah, from 1 Kings. That way back in 1 Kings, Elijah, this prophet of God in the northern kingdom, had been at work proclaiming God's word to the people who stopped following God. In his life, Elijah butted heads with a king who worshipped a false god and led the people astray. He challenged false priests with a test of whose god was more powerful, and he led God's people to turn their attention back to God. And even through all of these efforts, there was still more work to do for the people of the northern kingdom, for God's people in the northern kingdom. As we come into our passage today, we see that Elijah is now leaving Israel with his protege, Elisha. As they make their way out of Israel, they make several stops at cities that the Israelites conquered as they entered into the promised land. But before they leave each city, Elijah tells Elisha that only he was told by God to go to the next town, and that Elisha needs to stay. But Elijah responds powerfully by saying, "As long as God lives and you live, I will not leave you." Once they arrive to the Jordan River, Elijah and Elisha cross by parting the river just like other great prophets of God. And Elijah offers to grant Elisha anything he asks for. And this is where we see Elisha ask for a double share of Elijah's spirit. That Elijah's spirit is this power and authority he held as a prophet of God in his life. And Elisha, who will take up after him, asks for a double amount of that power and authority as a prophet of God. So for Elisha to ask for double spirit is to ask for double power, double authority as a prophet of God in his life. Because again, when we go back to what Elijah experienced as a prophet of God, there was struggle, pain, and hardship. That being God's prophet is not something easy to do. And so when Elisha is asked that question to ask for anything, Elisha chooses to ask for what he believes will help him most in serving his community, bettering God's people, and turning God's kingdom back to God. The passage ends with God freely giving Elisha that double share of Elijah's spirit. And if we continue to read throughout 2 Kings, we see how Elisha is moved by this double spirit to do double the things that Elijah did in his life in service to God and community and kingdom. That this double spirit moves Elisha to continue the work started by his teacher. That this double spirit moves Elisha to continue proclaiming God's word to the people and turning them back to God in the northern kingdom. And when we read this passage with the whole of Scripture, we can see that God will do this again centuries after Elijah and Elisha, with the disciples in the book of Acts, when God freely gives to them the Holy Spirit, freely giving to them the Spirit of God, that God's Spirit will come to them after Jesus ascends to heaven. And throughout the book of Acts, we see how this Spirit works through the disciples, moves them to do great and powerful things, just like Elijah and Elisha before them. That God's Spirit, the Holy Spirit, moves these disciples, moves the church to serve the community, to better the church, to turn the church's attention toward what Jesus does for the world at the cross and at the tomb. But as we read about these lives of prophets and disciples of God, I wonder if it can be overwhelming in our own faith lives and how we respond to this gift of the Spirit. Because when Elijah is asked this question, if you could have anything, instead of asking for something for himself, like being better at saxophone, he asks for something to serve his community, to better God's people, to turn God's kingdom back to God. And I think it creates this pressure in our lives and how we respond to receiving this gift of God's Spirit. That maybe if we don't respond in serving our community, bettering God's people, turning our attention toward God in Christ, then we failed God in this gift freely given to us. But I think the thing about this gift of the Spirit, this gift of God's Spirit, is that it's a gift. It's a gift that is freely given to us. Something that has no requirement. Something that has no expectation. That God doesn't require us to do anything in response to it. And while that sounds weird, that sounds strange and unusual, that's what it means for it to be a gift to us in our lives today. Going back all the way when I first started playing saxophone, there was no expectation. There was no requirement to just start playing. That as it is freely given to us, there isn't pressure on how we respond to it in our lives. But as we receive that gift of the Spirit, I think it does move us to respond just like how we respond to those things that bring us joy. That because it is freely given to us without expectation, without requirement, we should want to respond out of joy. That because it is a gift, the Spirit moves us to serve our community with joy. Move us to better the church with joy. Move us to turn our attention back to the cross and the tomb with joy. That because it is a gift, the Spirit moves us to go into the world to do the same work of Elijah, the same work of Elisha, the same work of all of the prophets of God and all of the disciples of Christ. And as that Spirit is freely given to us again on this day as a gift, I wonder how it will move through us to respond. That maybe it'll move us to serve those around us. That maybe it'll move us to better the church as we continue into this new year. That maybe it'll move us to remember the gift that has been given to us through God's Son, our Savior, Christ. That whatever our response may be, I invite you to respond to this free gift of the Spirit with joy. Thanks be to God. Amen. Let us pray. Loving and gracious God, we give you thanks for the prophets and disciples that you have called to serve our communities, to better your church, and to turn our attention back toward your love and care. Help us to respond to your gift of your Holy Spirit, who moves throughout our lives to do your work, with glad hearts and joy as we share this gift with the whole world. In the name of your Son, Jesus Christ, who reconciled the world to you. Amen. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Amen. Go in peace, serve the Lord. Thanks be to God.